This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Health News Digest on the Bigger Picture. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to the show. It's Health News Digest. I'm Tira Camellia alongside T. Xiao Yik. De-stress, distress, and so, now gaming addiction.
Yes. So we've talked about two very distressing topics. And now we're going to turn to something that people usually do to de-stress, playing video games or digital games. But now the World Health Organization has included gaming addiction as a disease in its International Classification of Diseases, the 11th edition. You like to play games to de-stress, Tina.
Of course.
Tell me what you think about this.
I think this is a witch hunt. Because the e-gaming industry has grown so much. Last year, it was estimated to be valued at over 100 billion US dollars, actually.
More than the GDP of some countries?
Yes. It is a huge industry. It is trying to delegitimize this growing industry.
Well, to look at what the WHO defines as gaming disorder, they say that it's a pattern of gaming behavior that's characterized by impaired control over your gaming, giving increasing priority to gaming over other activities until, you know, the individual is not able to do normal daily activities, and continuing or escalating the gaming despite the occurrence of negative consequences. And it has to cause significant impairment in personal, family, social, educational, occupational, or other important areas of a person's functions for at least 12 months. So we're talking about very extreme levels of gaming. Another disorder that the WHO actually included separately is hazardous gaming, interestingly, where this is where your gaming would actually cause harmful physical or mental health consequences for yourself or for others around you. So where you may indulge in risky behaviors like forgetting to eat and sleep, which sounds to me like a form of addiction as well. But for a condition to be included in the ICD, it has to be significant where it follows the development that healthcare professionals around the world have actually had to treat it and have developed treatment programs for people with this condition or, you know, identical to it. And the reason that the WHO felt that there was a need to include it is to increase attention to the risks of developing this disorder and to put in place relevant prevention and treatment measures.
I feel it's a little bit premature. I don't think that there's enough studies done into it. I think that, like I said, my conspiracy theory, not that I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I think it is to delegitimize the industry. It is huge. I just pulled out the numbers. It was valued at 108.9 billion US dollars last year alone. And in a way, I feel like maybe it is somewhat trivializing serious mental illnesses.
Yep.
But as you were listing the patterns of video game addiction, if you were to replace the word gaming with, let's say, eating, which is also a harmless activity.
When done in an extreme fashion.
Yes. When you replace, for example, impaired control over gaming with impaired control over eating, and then you start changing, replacing gaming with eating in this list, and then you realize that, for most, they are harmless, but when you are compulsive, when you are when you are impaired, when you have when it's affecting your social life and so on, then it could be problematic. But whether it is, I think it's a bit, I still think it is quite rushed, the decision. I remember it coming out last year end when it was announced that the WHO was considering to include this. I thought that, you know, they're going to do some kind of long-term study first before deciding on it. But it's only been about half a year. They've already decided that this is going to be voted in and be included next year.
Yes, that's right. It sort of comes into force, so to speak, next year. But for all intents and purposes, it is already part of the new draft. And the worrying thing is that once it goes into the new draft, it's going to be there for a long time. If you look at the last edition of the ICD, it was finished in 1992. So we're now in ICD 11. It's going to be there in this, you know, medical so-called Bible for a long time before they can review it again. And as you said, gaming behavior in itself is not harmful. It's when it only when it goes into a compulsive or risky sort of end of the spectrum. But where do you draw the line? How do you diagnose what is truly addictive behavior from what is just a fun, de-stressing recreational activity?
I don't know. I'm not a mental health expert.
and there's obviously a very, very severe, serious risk of abuse of diagnosis.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who don't actually have a problem could be labeled as having one and could be over-treated.
Already the e-gaming industry is stigmatized. And only, you know, in recent years, they're starting to get recognized as a legitimate profession. For example, these professional e-gamers are making millions, you know, for being good at what they're doing. So slowly you're getting recognition, the industry is getting recognition as a serious industry, profitable industry, sustainable industry. Then now you're just taking them back a few more steps.
Yep. And lumping them under, you know, this broad category of mental health problems, addictions, right?
And I don't know, it's once it's in, and like you said, it's going to take a while, it's going to take a long time before it gets reviewed and reversed, if it should be reversed. I mean, just look at how homosexuality was removed from the DSM. It took forever.
And yet the label, the stigma attached to it will stay on for much longer, even if it is removed.
So I don't know, I feel it is premature. It is. There's so much that you still need to study and learn. The studies that they've done.
The studies have been poor quality, small sample sizes. They've used a lot of different kinds of scales, so there's no consistency. And they don't distinguish association from causation. So just because unhealthy effects appear in people who game, it doesn't mean that gaming is causing that. It could be other
gaming behaviors. Could be helping them manage them.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
So, I think we do not want to encourage, you know, any sort of panic or overreaction to, you know, anyone who plays games has a disorder. That's not the right, approach to take.
I think gaming, I would say, as a gamer myself, not a serious one, but a casual one, it is for most of us a normal de-stressing activity. We do it. It doesn't affect our work. It doesn't affect our social life, our family life, and so on. And, you know, if you're in that category, most of us are, go on and game. Don't be troubled by this. And we'll see. We'll see if maybe things could change or not. I don't know.
Yeah, just know when to recognize if it's, you know, going into a compulsive sort of behavior, but you'll know best, you know.
Yeah. All right. I think that's all we have for the hour. You've been listening to Health News Digest. If you missed any part of the show, you can always download the podcast from the BFM app. I'm Tina Camilla.
I'm T. Shao Yi.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.